K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits. Get some.
Go another week. It's a Monday morning, which means we're doing this podcast wherever you're listening to us, whatever time it is. Thanks for tuning in because we've got a really big show today, Benny, don't we?
Huge show today. Firstly, how have you been? You been okay?
Mate, well, getting through it. It's coming towards the end of the year, which means I probably should start my Christmas shopping. Or before the Christmas shopping, though, my partner Lou's birthday, I had a great idea for a present and I looked at the time frame. Sent a few messages around. It's going to take 6 weeks for what I want to arrive.
You don't have that.
I've got about three and a half weeks up my sleeve.
Yeah, not long enough.
Do I get it?
Yeah, get it.
And deliver it late?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah, if it's that good.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, I'd get it and let it slide. Just, you know, something nice on the day, some flowers, maybe a bottle of wine. So
yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah, all right, good. Hey, and what's coming up on the podcast is you... I love this. Someone sprung you hard, mate. You've had a bit of fun at an all-you-can-eat buffet, and you have really been done a number on this time.
Well, speaking of being called out, a mum has also been called out at a cafe, or called out, I should say.
Yep.
And it probably didn't go the way that the photographer had expected.
Right. Enjoy the podcast. Benny, your favourite chocolate bar, what would it be? I know you eat a lot of. Chocolate. Do you have a favourite?
Great question. It's between two.
Go on. Give me both of them.
Boost.
Yeah, good call.
Or a Turkish Delight.
Yeah. Okay. Controversial, but I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Most hated chocolate bar. Like if you get a box of favourites.
I know. It's Bounty.
Is it really or
genuinely
not?
Genuinely Bounty.
Are you having me on by saying that?
No. Coconut is not my flavour.
Right. So I've always said that Bounty is the most underrated chocolate bar.
Oh, genuine.
I love it.
Nah.
I love it.
So you and I can share a box of favourites.
And that's the thing. They're always left for me. You're going to get a real kick out of this. A Bounty return scheme has been launched due to it being the most hated chocolate bar in the celebrations tin. So for the first time ever... Mars is offering to take back unwanted Bounty bars from celebration tubs.
They're claiming a bounty.
They're saying so many people hate bounties.
Yeah.
They're left in the celebration tins.
Genuine.
And they just get thrown out.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that is possible.
Because there's such a disgust. Like,
I love them so much.
You know what it is? The flavour's actually quite nice. What it is...
What gets you there?
It's the flaky little bits of coconut. It just gets stuck everywhere.
That's good.
It feels like it's stale.
It doesn't.
Like, in your mouth and you're like crunching on it. You're like, ugh.
I thoroughly enjoy a bounty. What they're offering, though, is they will swap your celebrations bounty for Maltesers as a part of the bounty return scheme.
Maltesers aren't great either.
Are you serious?
Maltesers as a lolly, like a chocolate?
Chocolate.
Lovely.
Yeah.
The ones in the celebration tins are not nice.
Well, in the smaller packets.
It's like a block of chocolate with bits of Malteser in it. It's not a Malteser.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're still good, though.
Mm.
And the Malteser bunnies are really nice as well.
No.
So you're not a Malteser fan then?
I like Maltesers, but it's because it's more of the whatever it is in the middle, the wafer or whatever.
Yeah.
And then just an outside layer of chocolate. Whereas these bunnies and stuff, it's just more chocolate than anything. I just don't like chocolate.
Anyway, they're launching this the return scheme across the nation from Jan 2022. The only bad thing for you is... Jan next year. They're swapping them.
Yeah, but what are they going to do with them?
Yeah, but they're just going to re-put them back into celebrations.
Do you work for celebrations? Send us all your bounty.
Ooh, yum, 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 yum. Mate, if you were to run 100 metres...
Oh, I'll see you next week.
How long, realistically, how long do you reckon it would take?
So I remember in school, I could run the 100 in 12.
No, you couldn't.
12:50s.
You're not doing the 100 metres in 12 seconds.
What do you mean?
The world... What is... Usain Bolt holds the world
Nine.
Record. 9 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're not saying you are 3 seconds slower than Usain Bolt.
Maybe I'm not.
There is no way known. If you were running...
I'm telling you, I could do it in 12.
If you were running it in 12.
Like 1290s.
You would be at the Commonwealth Games.
1290 something.
You would be at the Commonwealth Games.
No, because it's so hard to scratch off like tenths of a second.
Oh my god. You are kidding yourself.
What do you reckon you do it in?
I reckon, I was thinking I was around 13, but I'm fast. I'm faster than you.
But I'm talking, like, I was pretty fit as a kid. Like, yeah. Obviously, I, like, played footy and stuff and blow my own horn here, but I was doing it in 12s.
I swear to you, you would not be doing it in 12s. I guarantee it. Mate. What are you Googling? Could I run 100 metres in 12 seconds?
No.
Can an average person run 100 metres in 12
seconds? I'm actually
seconds?
Googling like a schoolboy's record. Yeah. Because imagine I reckon I was the quickest.
Yeah, I think 12 seconds. If you're doing 12 seconds, it's pretty fast. There is
fastest 100 metre for a 12-year-old is 11.72 seconds.
Jeez, that's quick. Yeah, I reckon I'm around that time.
I reckon I'd do it in maybe... I reckon I'm back myself in. In school, I was running it in 13s, low 13s.
Yeah, all right. Well, I was winning my 100-metre sprints, and I reckon I was low 12s.
I was winning them. I was winning them. Yeah. I've got I can show you the ribbons, mate.
Okay. I hold my ribbons as well. I hold on to them.
Anyway, mate, play a song. Let's get out of here.
Julia Hurricane Hawkins has set a brand new world record for the 100-metre sprint. She competed in Louisiana. How fast do you reckon she run? Julia Hurricane Hawkins. The 100-metre sprint.
The Hurricane. The Hurricane ran it in 11.90.
Setting a new world record.
11.90.
The Hurricane came in at 62.95 seconds. Setting a brand new world record.
How old?
Love that that's that next question. She is 105 years old and managed to break a world record.
God, good on her.
For her age group. Are you saying good on her?
To be 102 and running 100 metres.
Yeah, true.
Pretty good.
She wasn't happy, mate. She wanted
not
to get
PB.
She wanted to get sub 1 minute, under a minute, and she's blown out by just under 3 seconds. She's not happy. She's going to keep going. She's going to keep trying her best. But it's almost, you know, Hurricane Hawkins.
Hurricane, you're running out of time here.
I mean, jeez. I was going to say probably time to retire, but like Ben said.
A hurricane has got to get a move on.
You got to know when your time's up.
Good morning, Andy. Look, we tried to get a hold of your mum. She's obviously dodging because this next story may out your relationship with her.
No, mate, I guarantee it won't.
How are things with mum?
Great. Fantastic. We message a lot. I'm out there. I'm open. I'm a mummy's boy.
Like, I love my mum.
I do. Absolutely. And I think maybe...
Tell her. She's listening.
I love you, mum. You happy? Is that what you want me to... I don't know. I'll tell my mum I love her every day.
Great.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything?
My mum's deaf, so she can't hear this.
Yeah, but it's still a nice message to convey to the listeners.
I'll go and see her and I'll tell her.
But you can say it now.
I can say it now.
Would you like to say it?
I love my mum.
There we go. There we go. I don't know
play
what you're
the song.
Doing. What are you? I don't know what's going on here.
A Sydney mum has bought her son an early Christmas present, a four-bedroom home that is worth $1 million.
It's not Roxy Jasenko, is it?
No. It's just some mum.
What is... See, I don't...
The cashed out mother has said that my son deserves the house.
What?
And how old's
the son again?
21.
And he's getting a brand new four-bedroom home.
That boy's a mummy's boy as well, and he loves his mum. I'm just wondering what your kickbacks are for loving your mum.
Well, so to be honest...
She took you out for coffee.
Well, mum takes me out for coffee, but she also cooks for us as well.
Still.
Which is brilliant.
You don't live with her.
Yeah. But remember, so when I was easing back into full-time work, mum was making us chicken pies and things like that, so we didn't
have to... When you were easing back into full-time work.
So we didn't have to worry about cooking when we got up.
Are you for real?
I thought I told you that.
Do you know what? I'd like you to apologise because you give me so much grief for getting takeaways more than I should.
Yeah.
The reason you don't is that you have your mother cooking for you.
Sometimes, yeah.
When I was easing back into full-time work.
When I was easing back in.
Chicken pies. Anyway, Kaz, I know you're listening. $1 million house, just send that our way. We'll do something.
Yeah, right, mate. You're dreaming. Love you, mum.
All right, half a mil.
Yeah.
I know this story doesn't affect you at all. You'll be okay with this, and this will... I actually think you'll side with the person in the wrong here.
Yeah, but, mate, it's not always about us. We've got to think about the listener every once in a while as well.
No, I know, but I'm telling you the story.
Okay, yeah. Fair call.
Because I know that you will agree with what I think is particularly in the wrong.
Yep.
I noticed this over in the UK. A cafe has publicly shamed a mother and toddler.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Well, I reckon you'd be on side here with the cafe.
Shaming a mother and a toddler. I don't even think of a reason that would allow you to shame someone.
What they've done, it's a local cafe in the UK, Ramsgate in Kent.
Yep.
I said Kent. They have taken a photo of the table that the mother and toddler were sitting at and have argued to social media that it's disgusting the way they didn't tidy up or apologise for the mess left on the floor.
Now, all right.
You agree. I knew you would.
I don't know if I do. I'm divided by this.
Okay.
So I don't know why, but someone has instilled in me that when you go to a restaurant...
Tidy up.
No, it is rude to stack the plates.
What?
I can't remember who it was.
No, surely not.
Seriously, they reckon that it is rude. So if you're sitting at a table with four other people, there is no way that you would get the scraps from everyone's plate, put it on one plate and stack them.
That's so easy for them.
Apparently that is rude.
How is that rude?
I don't know.
I'm not sure if that's rude. And I worked in hospitality.
So did I.
And you would like to see a full stack of plates.
Exactly.
Take it out. Take it away.
But I just think in the day, that's not what you did.
Okay, so in terms of what you think you know, then you agree with the mum and the toddler that you leave it alone. But in terms of your own personal values...
You clean up. You 100% you clean up. So how bad is the mess that they've gone to social media?
I'll show you this.
Yeah. Really?
It's not too bad, is it?
It's literally a bit of food under the high chair, which is expected with a child.
Yeah, well, I think that's what they're getting at. And they're saying... social media has completely turned on the cafe, saying mothers don't have it hard enough with your sad attempt to publicly shame them.
Yeah.
Didn't seem to have a problem until after they paid you.
Yeah, good.
That sort of, you didn't say anything sort of thing. It was just a really, social media flipped on the cafe and said, you're a pig for doing it.
So it's backfired on the cafe.
100%. And it's backfired on you as well, because I know you side with the cafe.
What do you mean I side with the cafe?
Like, you wanted them to clean up.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't like mess. I hate it.
Can't say that.
Mate, speaking of the Ponds Hotel, we need to get onto their marketing team. They do a great job with marketing down there.
Love it.
But I reckon they need to offer an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, wouldn't that be dangerous?
Why?
Because the food's so good.
I don't know if there are any all-you-can-eat joints left in Geelong.
Yeah,
I know
there's one.
Murphy's do the wings for
Okami.
$15.
Okami smash an all-you-can-eat.
What's an Okami?
You've never been to Okami.
The Japanese joint on Packington Street.
Yeah.
$30 or is it $30?
All you can eat.
Yeah, but what I don't like is they put a 2-hour time limit on you.
Get through it.
And did they threaten you with the weight left over, wastage?
They didn't threaten me. It's on their menu.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's continue.
I didn't like that.
Anyway, let's continue.
A man.
I don't say that and say, hey, Andy, the floor is yours. Continue.
A man has been banned from an all-you-can-eat buffet for eating too much food. Now, I don't even think this was possible.
Love it.
The man known as Mr. Kang claims that a Changsha restaurant called Hand Daddy Seafood Barbecue Buffet discriminated against him after he ate 5.5 kilos of food across a number of visits.
Now, firstly, there's so many points to unpack.
I love this dude so
firstly,
much.
As a personal rule, I've always thought I would never, ever... I don't dine at Jewel... cuisine places.
Oh, so like if it's going to be...
So the fact that they've said barbecue seafood...
Yeah.
Alarm bells already.
Danger.
Not sure about the quality of food.
And I've always gone in with the philosophy, you got to get value for money.
100%.
So if you all you can eat buffet's $30, if you eat at least $30 worth, that's value for money.
That is value. Well, it's not... You need to eat $40 worth.
value for money.
There we go. Good. Yeah. I've been doing this all wrong.
Yeah, then. I've just been eating the amount I pay.
Mr. Kang ate 1.5 kilos of pork trotters during his first binge.
Bang. So he's corned the heavy hitters.
And then on his second visit, devoured 4 kilos of prawns.
But he's paid twice.
So he's gone twice. He says, I can eat a lot. It's not my fault.
This thing says all you can eat, not all we can manage to feed you.
Yeah, exactly. Leave the bloke alone. Let Mr. Kang eat what he wants.
Let the boy play.
Benny, mate, that is us. We are just about to get out of here. Before we do, though, let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Benny, Thought of the Week. I've got an absolute belter. I've got nothing.
You've got absolutely nothing.
I just think thoughts are a weird thing, aren't they? Because I had a thought.
I
lost my thought.
Oh, then I'll go.
So that's my thought.
Have you ever thought about...
No, how can you lose a thought? No. You're not happy
I'm
with
not
my
happy
thought
I want
at
something
all.
Something concrete here.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about how weird shoelaces are?
Actually... Because I've got a pair of shoes that have got Velcro on them.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I had my Velcros on today.
We've got to put our shoe on. Yeah. But not only that, we've got to tighten them, pull them with this weird loop, swirl, inside out, upside down. And if it's not done the right way, they just don't feel tight at all. And how uncomfortable a loose shoe feels.
Oh, mate, seriously, that's why you get yourself a pair of Velcros.
I'm not getting Velcros.
Get yourself a pair of Velcros.
I'm not four.
You will not look. I guarantee you. It's so easy when you leave the house. Velcro.
Oh, so I don't tie my shoes on them. I just leave the laces and then just kick the feet off.
Oh, so you crush the back.
No, I don't crush my back. My feet just slide in.
You crush the back.
I've developed it. My feet don't crush.
You're crushing.
Got a heavy foot.
Weekend breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K Rock 955.